See, I've studied.
If I'm not ready for this interview now, I don't think I ever will be. I'm still crazy nervous. I mean, this scholarship, it could change everything.
I know, I know. You'll say. I miss you so bad.
Por favor. Yes.
I need all the prayers I can get.
Okay, I gotta lock up. I'll call you tomorrow after work.
Okay. Bye, Mommy.
Run!
Police. We can't afford witnesses.
We'll get her later. Let's go.
Morning, Robin.
Huh, Vi, what you doing up?
Heard you pacing upstairs. Not having a reason to get up in the morning can keep you up at night. Thought you could use some tea.
How do you always know what I need?
Because I know you. You having second thoughts?
No. Time to pass that torch. I'm done with that job. Let somebody else run that charity for a while.
Well, if you want to go back to bed, I can take Delilah shopping. Spare you her teenage angst.
Thanks. But I think this particular errand is my cross to bear.
Detective Dante, didn't know you were back.
Just last week.
If you asked me, they should have given you a medal, not a suspension.
Yeah, well, they don't give medals for assault. Who's our friend here?
Unknown, no wallet, phone, ID. We're guessing it was a robbery.
Fresh tracks.
At least he was high before they shot him, right?
You said they?
Yeah, according to the witness, there was two of them.
Witness?
Works at the diner. Saw both doors. Said they tried to kill her.
That's them. They know where I work, who I am.
Is this somewhere you can go for a while? Somewhere out of town? Relatives, maybe?
No, it was just my mom and me.
She was deported last year. We can put you in protective custody until we find them.
What if you don't find them? I have a job, school. What about my life?
Detective Dante, can I see you a sec?
Jewel, we're gonna find them. I promise.
A security cam down the alley got the whole thing. Take a look.
Play it again.
She's our shooter.
Ran into that guy.
I saw him.
What's with the attitude?
My attitude? What's up with you, Mom? Isn't this super weird for you, going shopping for my dress for Dad's wedding?
Well, it's not on my bucket list.
And out of nowhere, you quit your job last month and want to talk about it? You love traveling all over the world, being the big shot at your charity. Who decides to stop being champion of the downtrodden so they can just stay home?
It's complicated.
I love that dress.
You want to wear that to your father's wedding? He would have a coronary.
No, I know, but it's perfect for the school dance this weekend.
I don't exactly like what that dress is saying.
By me? It's saying by me.
Yeah, it's saying by me, just not in the way you're thinking. Can we find something with a little more fabric?
Lila got tall. How is she?
She thinks I'm an idiot. Thanks for asking. So the company must be pretty desperate if they sent your skinny ass up here.
Oh, well, they figured you'd kill anybody else. I heard about Venezuela. About Ed and Michelle, I'm sorry.
Not just them. Half the village, too. Families, kids. And for what? Because a couple of congressmen changed their minds?
Well, they know you're angry. And I'm here to broker the peace.
The CIA wants you back, Robin. You're the best they had. They're gonna offer you anything you want. More autonomy, your own hand-picked team. More time with your daughter. Less time with your daughter.
You can't buy back trust.
Well, what are you gonna do now?
Get a job at Starbucks. Yeah. Get a free coffee, join the PTA.
Well, that's because you're such a people person, right? Or you could come work for me.
Babysitting billionaires. And oil companies.
Private security is just like working for the CIA, except it pays a lot better.
Oh, hell, it's all the same chessboard, you know that.
See, that's the problem right there. Everybody's playing chess. Nobody's thinking about the living, breathing pieces that we sacrifice along the way. You know, it's funny, when I can't sleep at night, it's not the things I've done that keep me up. It's the people I couldn't save.
That's what made you so good. If you ever change your mind.
You have the money?
New passport and ID? You got cops looking for you?
My friend said that you can help.
Yeah, I can help. Come on, we'll get you set up.
Is there here?
Oh, get up. Hey, guys! This is Jewel.
Jewel,
say hello.
Hey, Jewel.
Whoa, oh.
Let go of me. Get off of me!
Or what? You'll call the cops. Don't worry. You'll still get your new IDs.
Who the hell are you?
Neighborhood watch. I just came to make sure the girl was all right. She don't look all right.
Maybe you should mind your own business.
You know, I'll tell you, I've tried. But it turns out I'm really bad at it. But there are other things I'm real good at. So why don't you let that girl go? And I'll let you walk out of here.
Let her go. Because you said so?
Lady, I don't know who you think you are, but this is my world. And in my world,
now it's my world.
I know how it sounds, like I'm crazy. The police have a video of me. That's why I ran. I swear, I didn't do it.
I believe you. I've been where you are, alone, no one to turn to. When I was a few years younger than you, I thought my whole life was over.
What happened?
Somebody helped me.
I don't think anyone can help. I mean, a minute ago, I had a future, and now it's like someone just dropped a bomb in the middle of everything good in my life. I mean, who do you go to if you can't go to the cops? Where are we going?
See small friends.
Money on the bar. All right, last one.
There's no way.
Civet. For playing, fellas. Now get out. The bar's closed. Get out. Get out.
Hey, sharpshooter.
Shut up. Get over here. Hey.
You still hustling your customers?
Oh, you know, a lady's gotta have some game. We heard you left the company.
Ah, that's a story for later, but right now I need a favor.
Yeah, anything.
The girl's in trouble. I need you to put her up for a few days.
Okay. Trouble's my specialty.
Yes, it is. Jewel, this is Melody, one of my oldest friends. Mel, I'm gonna need Harry on this one.
Okay. Jewel, have a seat at the bar. Mike, we'll get you a soda. Follow me. Let's go down and see Harry.
Unless you're bringing me food, go away.
Damn. I forgot to bring a hostess gift.
Robin McCall? Oh, man. It's been a minute.
About 3 years. How's it going, Harry?
Oh, government's reading our emails. Fascism's on the rise. Ice caps are melting. Pretty good, though. You?
About the same. Is that credit card information?
Yeah, from every single customer at Combe Street Holdings. They hired me, well, not me, an anonymous high-level hacker, to crack their uncrackable server.
How long did it take you?
17 minutes. I know. Slow, right?
Looks like you made some improvements with the place.
Right?
Enjoying being dead?
Are you kidding me? Not having to look over my shoulder every 2 seconds for the feds? It's the best thing you ever did for me.
I thought introducing you to your wife was the best thing I ever did for you.
Even trade. You got him out of one life sentence and straight into another. I'll get the girl settled.
What? What girl? Okay. Why do I have a feeling this is not a social call?
I need those freaky-ass superpowers of yours.
All right. I'll get my cape. What's the target?
NYPD.
Living room, kitchen, bathrooms behind that door, towels, shampoo, bathrobe. I also brought you a change of clothes. I used to wear that top all the time. It's super cute. I know, it's weird, right? Strange people, strange place.
No, it's just I'm used to being able to take care of myself.
Don't worry, we got you. You're completely safe here, but there are some rules. No looking out the window, no phone calls except to McCall and me, and only use the landline.
I call my mom every night. She'll be upset if I don't. Oh, my scholarship interview tomorrow. If I don't make this, I might lose my shot.
Okay, listen. You want to live to fight another day? Just hang tough and do not leave this apartment for any reason.
Do you really think she could help?
If anyone can, it's McCall. I'll see you tomorrow.
Okie dokie. I'm in. Cops ID the victim is Chance Kovac, 25, first-year associate at Steinemann Row.
Okay, so what is a fancy firm lawyer doing in a downtown alley after hours?
This is a hotspot for dealing. Your boy had a history of substance abuse. They found heroin in his system. Cops figured he went there to score. He got rolled.
Well, a girl said there was a video.
It's attached to the file. You want me to play it? Okay. You don't have to give me the mean look. Jeez. Oof. Doesn't look like a fake.
No, which means it's really good.
Or she did it, which, believe me, is much, much better than the alternative.
Then what's the alternative?
Something very, very bad. I mean, you're telling me these things are fake, right? Which means someone had to do this in less than a few hours. There is no deep fake software on the market that good, that fast, which means it's either Russian black hats or one of the damn alphabet agencies. What is this, Rob? Is this some kind of intel op? Who's this girl?
Just someone caught in the middle.
And someone's going to a lot of trouble to set her up. Oh, man. Come on. I got a good thing going here. All right? You gotta tell me what you're bringing down on us.
You know what? It's okay. I got it from here.
Really? You sure? You really want to do this? Because you have no idea how deep these waters run.
What do you want me to do? Let her drown?
What do you need? You know, I can't let you do this alone. That'd be sad, really.
Okay, dig into this lawyer's background. Public records, social media, maybe hack his law firm.
It's a felony among friends, right? Where are you going?
To do what I'm good at.
Off our phone trace. Girl's cell just went active.
Where?
Apartment in Brooklyn. Hold up. She's on the run. She won't get far. Let's go.
Gotcha.
We good?
Lyft is up. Unless they're vampires, we should have their pied-a-terre by dawn.
It's 3 a.m. Go home.
Mom. Mom! School, remember? Look, just because you're unemployed doesn't mean I can sleep in. Come on, it can't be late.
What is so important today?
It's volleyball practice. If I'm not on time, coach won't start me tonight. Oh, FYI, Dad's picking me up after. Mom!
Make sure you call me before you go to bed so I can say goodnight.
Do we really need to do that every time I go to Dad's? Fine, I'll call. But tomorrow I'm sleeping over at Caitlin's after the dance, so I'll just text.
Yeah, because we can't have Caitlin thinking you still say goodnight to your mom.
Wasn't too much at the room she was renting. Mostly school books and SAT prep.
I'm telling you, this doesn't add. Model student, no record. You don't just graduate the first degree.
Maybe she's an overachiever.
And why she stick around to talk to us?
She's a thrill seeker, or maybe she wanted the attention.
Oh, there's something we're missing.
Dude, we have her on video. What's to miss?
I just ran your stealthies through Facial Rec. Big nada.
Whoever these guys are, they ain't on Facebook. But your victim, Chance, he's all over the place. Twitter, IG, Snap. But then about a week ago, he goes crickets.
Stops posting anything.
Very unusual for him.
37 Blackbird Taxi.
Really? Uh-oh.
Thanks, Harry. Keep me posted.
Blackbird? I haven't seen that tattoo since we were all in Afghanistan. What are ex-special forces doing mixed up in all this?
I don't know. But it's something important enough to blow up me and a building just to cover it up.
As expected, they neutralized the tracker. You sure it was the 37?
Positive. Why?
Well, I used some of my old back doors to comb the military databases, and neither of them are there, which means...
Even the government doesn't want to acknowledge their existence.
Well, I can put out some feelers, but they were definitely focused on this.
I'm guessing not his Netflix password?
It could be anything, but look at the date on the coat room check.
2 days ago, the day he was killed.
You said he was a junior associate?
Yeah, first year. Why?
Because of that symbol. It's an Ouroboros.
What?
A snake eating its own tail. It's also the emblem of the private dining club in Midtown. They keep their membership secret, but they're Titans only. So why was Chance there?
sucking up, getting business for his firm.
There's no way they would let a first year be their face in a place like that. No, he was there for something else.
Well, if the club's so secretive, we're never gonna find out what. They're not gonna talk to us.
Sure they will. You just have to know how to ask. Yes, this is Dr. Anika Kyle, State Health. We are tracking a potential measles outbreak, and we need to determine if an individual was in your club and who he may have had contact with. Thank you. Chance came there with a note to deliver to one of the club members, a Reese Pruitt.
The tech entrepreneur?
Mm-hmm. What do we know about him?
I mean, he's at the forefront of artificial intelligence. Corporate robots, facial racks, self-driving cars.
So could he pull off that deep fake?
Yeah, maybe.
But why would he? The guy's a saint. He's donated millions. Cancer research, climate change.
I don't know, but Pruitt invited Chance to his table and things got heated. Manager said that Chance was pretty upset when he left.
Yeah, and he's murdered the same night? What a coincidence.
Find out what connects these two.
.37 Blackbird, what the hell are you into, McCall?
Just a little side project with one of those living, breathing people we were talking about.
This is not a side project, not with these guys.
Just tell me what you found. Hey. When your ex-wife wanted to do that, screw-you trip to Cancun with her new boyfriend,
who put her on the no-fly list?
The reason you didn't find it was because the records are sealed. Henry Willard, James Burke, both were covert ops, both currently wanted for war crimes.
Fine.
Don't be cavalier, Robin. Whatever this pet project is of yours, drop it. These guys are lethal.
I love you too, bitch. I was trained by the best.
Damn right you were.
Hey, remember Tangiers? How that went down?
I remember.
When I see these guys, I'm gonna do the same thing. Harry, what'd you find?
Chance's law firm? We went through their client list. Pruitt's on it. But there was nothing in the case files worth killing for.
I smell a rat. I don't care how much money this guy has donated, he's involved. Where can I find him? They better have a right here ready. Trying to back me to get right. They better have a right.
Welcome to the future. Think it's cool having a car change lanes on its own? Now imagine having all the power of a high-speed precision driver ready to react to save your family in any situation. That power can be yours, all made possible by my SciDrive software shipping next year. The driverless revolution is here. I want that posted to all my platforms within the hour.
My name is June Machado. I'm here for my interview.
All right, let's go.
You know, I never liked the idea of driverless cars. I prefer to be in control. Gotta love those child locks.
Where's my driver?
On a break. Chance Kovac. You met with him the other day at your club. What'd you two talk about?
You're not one of my employees, I'm guessing.
Did you know he was dead?
No. I'm sorry to hear that. But what does that have to do with me?
You tell me.
Look, fine. The meeting was nothing. The kid was a fan. He said he liked my vision for the future. He said he hoped to work for me someday, so I gave him a few minutes at lunch. I was being kind.
Yeah, I hear you're a real giver.
I try. By the way, what you said about being in control, it's just an illusion.
Doesn't matter how carefully you drive. You never know when someone's gonna cross over the line and smash right into you. Remember that.
Oh, I will. You have a good day. Ooh, look at that. Already making a call.
Yeah, the woman that found you, she found me too. I want to know who she is. I want her gone. And I want those files.
Not a saint after all.
Hey, Mel, what's up?
Jill, please, just talk to me.
I already told you the truth. What's it matter what I say to you now? Her lawyer's here.
Detective Dante. Tracy Sloan, Public Defender's Office.
I thought no one was available until tomorrow.
Oh, my other case played out.
Haven't seen you before. You knew?
2 months. But you've been on leave, right? You punching a lawyer? If you don't mind, I'd like to speak to my client now. What is it with teenage girls and not listening?
It was stupid. I know, but that scholarship is my only shot at a real college to be something.
You should have told me.
You would have said no. I've worked so hard my whole life, but I'm still going to prison anyway.
I told you I was not gonna let that happen. I will get you out of this, but I need you to stay safe until I do. Can you do that?
Wasn't just a lawyer. Guy I punched, he was the ADA. On a case I had against a dealer. Guy hid his stash at his girlfriend's. She had no idea, but this ADA, he leveraged her anyway. Threatened 20 years unless she rolls on him, so she does. Just as we go to trial, he drops the case. He says it isn't strong enough. And he doesn't want to hurt his conviction record because he may run for office one day. So, the dealer walks. Guess what he did to the girlfriend? Why am I telling you this? So you know what kind of man I am when I say the case against that kid in there is rock solid and you're gonna want to plead her out. Don't. Something about this isn't right. I don't know what yet, but I think she's telling the truth.
Yeah, Harry, what's up?
Pruitt just got a call from your mercs. They know Jewel's been arrested. They're planning on killing her as soon as she's transferred to Central Jail.
We can't afford any more questions. I need this to be over.
We have friends inside. Once she's at Central, we'll be in control. She won't survive the night.
She's scheduled to be transferred in the morning. We can't let her get there.
I know that look. That's your I'm gonna do something crazy look.
Yeah. How's your aim these days?
Detective Dante. Jack Ganner from the PD's office. I've been assigned to Jewel Mikado's case. I'd like to speak with her if I can.
Jewel's been transferred to Central. Your colleague, Tracy Sloan, met with her yesterday.
Tracy Sloan?
All right, here they come. Ready?
Just like the good old days.
This is Detective Dante, the prisoner you're carrying. I need you to return her to the precinct.
Out of control, I said it's...
Officer, can you hear me?
Hey, officer!
Officer!
Come on, it's me! Let's go, let's go!
McCall, check your six. There's one coming out of the van.
Hang on.
I said it's...
broad daylight. She's a nobody. They knew our plan.
She's tapping our damn phones. Okay, burn these numbers, go to your backups.
That was fun while it lasted.
We need to know what Chance discovered. What's in those files that Pruitt is looking for? Did you find anything with those numbers he wrote down?
No, I mean, it's like finding an old key on the sidewalk. Until you know a door it opens, it's useless.
I did,
however, find this. After he visited Pruitt at the club, Chance tried to contact an old law professor of his, Edward Freeman. Teaches ethics at Columbia. He even took an Uber up to campus the same day, but Freeman was out of town.
That means there has to be something connected to a legal issue. Chance uncovers something about Pruitt. Something that even his law firm was willing to hide.
Well, there was nothing on their servers.
What if it's not on their servers? I'm Vi.
Your ex called.
What's wrong?
It's Delilah. She never showed up at Caitlin's.
I don't want to talk about this anymore.
Thank goodness you found her.
Yeah, and she humiliated me in front of all my friends. I'm going to my room.
You ain't going nowhere. Sit.
She lied to her father. She was at a party, drinking and smoking weed. And that dress she's wearing, she boosted it.
I think I'm just gonna let the two of you hash this out privately. I will be in my room.
Stealing? What the hell were you thinking? You got a closet full of clothes. You have any idea how lucky you are?
Right. You work with orphans in third world countries, so I can't ever be unhappy.
Unhappy about what? These kids would kill to have your life. We give you everything you want.
You mean everything you want? You have no idea what I want or who I am. I mean, you and Dad just pop in and out of my life. Do you know how hard it is? What I have to do every day just to fit in?
Oh, you think you fit in better if you've been arrested?
I mean, I might as well be in prison living here with you.
You know what? No phone. No iPad. No TV. And... library code. Chance went to the university.
Okay, and?
And you're grounded until I tell you you're not.
I'm not gonna lie, you're gonna die tonight. It's already been decided. Now, what's up to you is how. Quick and painless, or slow and agonizing?
Like this bad guy speech?
That's funny.
We had eyes on the law firm. We saw you putting the pieces together.
Now, the question is why?
We wanna know who you are and who you're working for.
Hard to stage my death if you waterboard me. You can't just shoot me up with dope and pop me like you did Chance. Not with water in my lungs.
Well, think of something more creative for your death.
What's in these files anyway? What's Pruitt hiding that's worth killing for?
Honestly, we don't care. You just hired us to get them back.
I'm gonna ask you one more time. Who are you?
It's funny. You don't know anything about me when I know all about you. Henry Willard, James Burke. I knew you were coming for me, so I made some arrangements with an old friend of mine. Uh-oh. Red dots. That can't be good. See, the moment you put that gun to my head, I activated the track I'm wearing. They just knew not to move in until I got your confession.
Gentlemen, I have some dear friends in Washington who are anxious to meet you. Just like Tangiers.
Yeah, except this time you cut me loose.
Go finish this.
She dead yet?
No, but she is pissed.
She's here. Find her.
I found all those files you've been looking for.
Especially that secret study about the flaw in your self-driving software. The one that's already caused 87 deaths.
Now you know you should have reported that.
But you had to cover it up. Put millions at risk. Somehow Chance found out. He knew he needed to warn people, but he couldn't violate attorney-client privilege. So he came to you. But you knew it would destroy your golden reputation. Cost you billions.
Probably land you in jail. So you figured you'd crunch the numbers, 87 lives, what's one more?
And then when the girl saw what happened,
you went after her too.
Framed her for murder with that video.
Listen, we can work this out. What do you want?
Money?
You people. You think that you can buy and sell the whole world?
You think your life is more valuable than everybody else's?
I can make you rich beyond your wildest dreams. Everyone has a price.
Not me. Control is just an illusion.
Thanks, Harry.
My pleasure.
Able to recover the undoctored video from Mr. Pruitt's safe. It confirms that you were telling the truth. All charges against you have been dropped.
So that's it? I'm free to go?
You are. I do have a question. That public defender who visited you, what'd you two talk about?
Just my case.
Ever see her before?
No, but she was nice, though.
And the attack on the police van, you said it was the same men from the alley. Why do you think they do that?
I don't know. I'm just lucky I got away and could hide.
Very lucky. You must have a guardian angel.
I said what you told me. It's over.
Not completely. Now, I can't guarantee the scholarship, but I can at least make sure you get to shoot your shot.
What can I do to thank you?
Go be something. Hi. Hi. Avi, tell Delilah to get dressed.
Why are we here?
We're here because when I was 17, I stole a car. It was after my dad was killed. I was running with the wrong crowd. I was young, I was dumb, I was hurting. But you know what the world saw? They saw a young black girl in a stolen car. And most judges would have just sent me away. But I got lucky. I got this one judge who didn't look at my prior. She looked at me. She saw me, all of me, and decided there was something that was worth saving. So she gave me a choice. Jail or the army. And every day, I wonder who I would be if she didn't give me that choice. Now, baby girl, you are at an age where you are making choices. You have to decide who and what you want to be. But I want you to take a look out there. Look at those girls. Tell me what most of them have in common.
I see it.
Now, I know the world is shifting under your feet. And you just expected to roll with everything. And I know it's hard. But the world is just looking for a reason to put a young black girl like you on the other side of that fence. Don't help it along. Now, about this dress. I will settle things with the store. But you won't pay me back.
Well, I could use my birthday money.
Or you could make the world a better place. They just happen to be looking for volunteers for their literacy program. And I'm thinking about 25 hours ought to do it.
You think you scared her straight?
Who knows? I think she was just relieved that I didn't check her ass in. But it did make me wonder about Jewel. What would have happened if I hadn't followed her?
And how many others are out there like her? Desperate with nowhere to turn.
There'll be legions of them.
They have somewhere to turn. To me. They turn to me. You just have to let them know.
Oh!
Over the shoulder!
No matter what I'm running from, back to the place that I'm coming from.
Here you go. Hold it from precinct surveillance.
Thanks, Bailey.
Walking through the alley of the shadow of death. Never get to stop and catch my breath, and catch my breath, and catch my breath. Another lifeless form of life, reaching for the sun, away from the alley of the shadow of death.
Woo!